Good morning, everybody. So, Chamishi Vayetze is the Aliyah in which we see, the Torah tells us, Vayifrotza Ish Me'od Me'od, that Yaakov Avinu is finally rewarded after so many years of trial and tribulation in the Beis Lavan. Vechalifas Maskurti Aseres Monim, Rashi says even 100 times that Lavan, was being dishonest, with Yaakov Avinu, the Svarno. Gives us a very detailed portrayal of the way that Yaakov cared for the assets of Lavan. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos certainly comes to mind, of Yimamon Chavercha, Chaviv Alecha Kishalcha, and describes how Yaakov will literally nurse, various injured sheep back to health, on an individual basis. Part of the bracha that the Beis Lavan received was indeed the Birkas Hashem, but part of it, as the Sforno notes, was Yaakov's bekiyos in the malacha and his incredible attention to the detail involved in caring for Lavan's sheep and their well being. This is what the Rambam talks about in the Hilchos Schiros, famous peration of the Rambam Hilchos Schiros, that of course the employer has very significant responsibilities to his employee, but the Rambam uses the language of kederach and kach there, that there's a reciprocal relationship, and the employee, the laborer, has a commensurate responsibility to the employer. And he has to be medaktik al atzmo, and he brings the example of what he calls Yaakov HaTzadik, that encomium that Yaakov earns, vayifrotz ha'ish b'mod mod, and he has schar b'olam hazeh as well. And of course, this schar b'olam hazeh that then sort of catapults, it catalyzes, as Farno says, the rest of the story, because, Yaakov would have wanted, of course, never to be, gonev das of Lavan Harami, and to tell him, properly that he was actually going, but the fact that the Bnei Lavan said, Lashon Hara about Yaakov, as if, he was the one cheating Lavan, and that Lavan was Mekabel Lashon Hara. So the Sforno says that Lavan, basically put Yaakov in an impossible situation. And Yaakov then consults with Leah and Rachel, as we know, or Rachel and Leah in that order, Hasadel Tzono, and basically runs the idea by them, do we have to, leave at this point, because we don't know exactly what your father is capable of. And, the response, at least the way that the Sforno interprets it, is like, what was the Hava? I mean, of course, we need to leave. If that's what, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, then that's what we have to do. Halo nachrios nachshav nilo kim becharanu vayochol gam acholis kazbenu. So Rachel Naya, very much following here in the tradition of Rivka, when she says Eleich, they're incredibly decisive. A decision has to be made for the family. And, that decision is crystal clear to them that we have to return to Eretz Yisrael. For them, it's the first time, obviously, to make a clean break with their family. It's just incredibly impressive what the Imahos are able to perceive, their instinct, their ability to break away from all that they've ever known, that kind of a lech lecha virtue, stands as like the equal pillar to the integrity of Yaakov Avinu in this context. Rachel Leah's sense of spiritual instinct here is incredibly impressive in its own right.